It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com and KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today, I have Commissioner Casey Hopes. Commissioner, thanks for taking out the time to talk to us.
Thanks. It's good to be here and good to have you do this for us.
Now, in the local news recently, there's been talk about a Uinta Basin Railway, and let's talk a little bit about what this project is going to entail and some of the right-of-ways, and if people have questions or concerns, what they need to do about those things.
I think the first thing to understand is that this is a project that's being driven by the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. The Seven County Infrastructure Coalition is a group of counties that get together and try and put together projects that can help economically throughout these seven counties. The Uinta Basin Railroad is in the Uinta Basin. They have a hard time getting the oil out to market. Most of the oil goes to the refineries in Salt Lake, but there's more oil that could be produced that could go to other markets. But there's a problem getting the oil out. They don't have rail. They don't have a pipeline to rail. And so they've proposed the Uinta Basin Railroad. Getting to this point, they've had 29 routes that they've looked at, and they've narrowed those routes down to three routes. The three routes, and I've got my little cheat sheet here, are the Indian Canyon route, which is 80 miles long, the Wells Draw route, which kind of goes up through Argyle, and then the Craig route, which goes over into Colorado. And those are the three best options for routes that they've found so far. And so if you have any questions, I would encourage you to submit your questions and comments to the UintaBasinRailway.com. And you have to drop the H. It's UintaBasinRailway.com. Uinta Basin Railway without the H.
And so what this is going to do is it will bring oil and product out of the Uinta Basin, basically to open it up to more markets, to as far as get it to refineries and things of that nature. Is that what it is all about?
It is about that. It also brings some economy our way, and that's the reason why we're looking at this, and we want to find the best route. We understand that there might be some impacted property owners, and so we're looking at all of the alternatives to find out which is the best route. The economic benefit for us, there would be anywhere between 30 and 40 rail workers that would be based in Helper, because that would be the hub of the railroad. That's where they would work the railroad out of. And then there would probably be, between the basin and here, there would be another additional 300 jobs of ancillary jobs that come with supply stuff to the railroad. And the other benefit is it makes a really nice tie-in to the inland port. If Carbon County, and we've talked about this in the past, the hub and spoke model that the state's looking at of having the main inland port in Salt Lake and then hubs, with us being the potential energy hub for the state, this would be a great place to, and it would help drive the inland port to our area, because the oil coming out of the basin would come here, go through the inland port, and then out to market. If it's staying in the States, it doesn't matter if it comes through us or not, but any oil, now that the U.S. is starting to export oil, that oil could then go through our port and out to market.
Okay, so the Uinta Basin Railway, if you have any questions on that, go to their website, UintaBasinRailway.com. That's UintaBasinRailway.com, correct?
Correct.
And if you've got any questions or anything about that, get with them, and they will, if you have concerns, they can answer all those questions.
Correct. And they have a Facebook and a Twitter and an Instagram account, so if you're into those, that's an easier way to get a hold of them. Try it through those as well.
All right, Commissioner, thanks for taking the time to let people know about this possible and potential infrastructure that's coming through and could be making a impact here in Carbon County.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, go to KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM.